This is Boxed In. Finding out the things you always wanted to know.
Hi there, I'm Amy Schumer.
Hey, this is Adam Lambert.
You're not the best
Wait
man.
Wait till you hear my speech.
No. BB Box, one-on-one with the stars.
Hey, I'm Mark Ronson, and this is Boxed In.
Hey guys, it's Jessica Mowboy, and I'm Boxed In with BB Box.
That woman, BB Box, for me, exemplifies all that is great about Australia. She's unstoppable. I adore her.
This is Boxed In.
My guest this week is one of Australia's favourite performers. He's a singer, songwriter and stage actor, introduced to Australia as a contestant on Australian Idol in 2004. His debut single, The Prayer, became the fastest selling single by an Australian artist, and he's just released his brilliant sixth studio album, Backbone. I'm very excited to have the wonderful Anthony Kalia in studio. Welcome to Boxed In, Anthony.
I like that you've got the bar stocked in here.
Oh, no, well, I knew espresso martinis, the only way to go.
I know. Look at all these espresso martini bars popping up.
I know.
I'm going to take credit for that.
You should have got behind that. That was an idea that if you'd patented, you could have gone ahead with and you could be a multi-billionaire.
I wouldn't have to sing. I'd just be on the Bahamas sipping martinis with Fifi Box.
Yes. And maybe Brendan Favola can come along.
Oh,
but
if he's
no,
lucky.
He's a drag.
Jeez.
This is Boxed In with Anthony Kalia in the studio with me for the next hour. We've got so much more to cover. Stick around for more with Anthony.
Boxed In with Anthony Kalia.
Now, we're going to do something which I've never done.
I've been waiting for this all day.
You don't know when I locked that door and locked you in here with me. Because there are things that people won't know about you, which I didn't even realise. Because we all know 2004 when you burst onto the scene and the country fell in love with you. But I didn't realise you were at the Johnny Young Talent School.
I was.
And you appeared on Funky Squad, the Working Dog show.
Well, Jane Kennedy actually auditioned me.
Get
and
out.
She was obviously really desperate because I was crap.
No, you wouldn't be. You couldn't be crap.
No, I was crap. And if you actually go, I remember as a kid, and I don't even know if they have DVD stores these days, but you used to go and be able to hire the series of Funky Squad, and I was on the back cover.
Really?
And going through school, like, I just thought that I was top S. but yeah, that was an interesting time of my life.
That would have been.
Yeah.
So when did the... For, you know, the Kalia family, for you particularly, when did it start, the gene, the performer, the singer?
I feel as though the penny sort of dropped when I was about 15, 16.
Yeah.
But I'd always been singing. Apparently, when I was 5, I turned around to my mum and I saw someone singing on the TV and I said, I want to do that.
Right.
And then, yeah, basically, I was signed to a development deal at the age of 15, 16 and I started working with Mark Holden, actually.
Really?
And I was recording and then I was sending stuff off to record companies and it wasn't, you know, I wasn't getting anything from it. And then I did Starstruck. I don't know if you ever remember
yes,
that.
I yeah. didn't know you did
so
Starstruck.
I was on there with Paulini and
how did you go on that?
Paulini won. Bitch.
Yeah.
She won $20,000. But no, I didn't win that one. But Paulini did and there's so many things that I could Jan Russ from Neighbours.
Yes. Well, my hood now.
Yes, your hood. Yes. Well, I was on Neighbours a few times, to be honest,
Were
and
you?
I got the sack.
How did you, what was your role? What was your character?
Well,
you were at Erinsborough High, weren't you?
No, I was at Erinsborough High for a while, but then I was in the coffee shop and I got the sack because I was one of the extras that day.
Yeah.
And because I drank the milkshake before we actually started shooting for real.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, don't drink the props.
Yeah. I didn't realise. I've been eating the food on set too and they're like, now for every take, you've got to keep eating that food. And I'm like, oh, this is tedious.
And then I actually went for an audition for an ongoing role, but obviously I can't act. You can.
We're yet to find out actually. Let's wait and see. Wow. That's an amazing backstory because I just assumed you just auditioned for Australian Idol. And then by that stage, you were really already.
I was actually even offered, here we go, here's a scoop.
Yeah.
When they were putting together High Five, the producer of High Five. Yeah, I was 16 and they came to me and they said, we're putting this group together, we want you to be a part of it. And I just went, no, I'm a solo singer.
Really? You turned down High Five.
I know.
That is a great exclusive.
Yeah.
No way.
I was meant to be when I was 11, I think. I can't remember the year that it got cancelled, but Young Talent Time.
Yeah.
So I was the next one to go in with Courtney Compagnino's sister, Sheridan.
Really?
And we trained up and we were about to start shooting and then Young Talent Time got the axe. I was devastated.
No.
I just wanted to be the next Joey D.
I know. Yeah, but you've become better than that. And now, that is amazing to think. See, it was almost as if the star was never going to be extinguished. Like you were always going to make it because if you look at every step of the way.
Yeah, I'm a little bit headstrong. strong as well. Yeah. And don't I don't up. Take no for an answer. And I think that's the key. If you really want something, then you have to just keep knocking on doors.
You do. Yeah. And then look where you are today. Now we have to
Speaking with you.
Oh, I know. Here with me, trapped in a studio.
Hello.
Boxed In with Anthony Kalia.
Let's talk about your new album, Backbone. This is so exciting.
It's so exciting to finally have it out there. And to be honest, I've been wanting to do this album for quite a while. I'm a child of the 80s and 90s, and I wanted to revisit these songs and not only, you know, celebrate these amazing lyrics, but I suppose give them a little bit of a different perspective, because there's songs on there like Love in the First Degree by Bananarama.
I know!
And Hold On, Wilson Phillips.
Hold On, the best. How did you even whittle down? Like, when you look at your dream list of songs you'd love to record and release, how did you then get it down to, you know...
That was the easy part, to be honest, because these are the songs that I absolutely love and I still listen to, you know, today. And but I just wanted to present them in a different light. They don't need to be changed. They don't need to be fixed, because they're such brilliantly written, iconic tracks. But I just wanted to present them in a different light and really communicate the real message and lyric and meaning behind them. And like, you've got songs like Sometimes by Britney Spears, which we all know. We all see that video clip of her dancing on the end of the pier. But we recorded this one with grand piano, saxophone and cello. Oh,
beautiful.
And then all of a sudden you go,
different...
God, that's got a dark lyric behind it.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
That is.
Yeah.
Boxed In with Anthony Kalia.
I want to talk jungle because we obviously, you met our very dear mutual friend now, Brendan Favola.
Mm-hmm.
But that you being in there was, for me, interesting, because I think we are quite similar. We like our luxuries.
Yes.
We like to have, we like to sleep in a nice bed with clean sheets.
Which we got none of
in
there.
How did you do it?
It was hard. It was, you can only mentally prepare yourself for something like that so far until you actually get in there. You go, what on earth have I said yes to?
Yeah.
And getting through the first 2 weeks was the hardest.
I bet the was a psychological abuse almost. Like, would you lie there at night and go,
well, I didn't sleep a lot, to be honest. I was sleeping 2-3 hours a night. And then, you're just constantly tired and you're constantly hungry, and then you have to listen to Fev snoring on the other side of the camp. But who would have thought I'd be stuck in the jungle for 6 weeks, waking up next to Shane, Fev, JoBeth, Bonnie? Like, it was just ridiculous.
It would have been. Well, it looked like a great experience, and the bonds that you made, and some not so much, but the bonds you really did make, I even watched them last. You know, you and Fev are so tight.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And who would have thought? But Fev is just like a big kid.
Isn't he?
He's so lovable. A big kid, lovable at times. Yeah. Try living with him in the jungle.
You're right. You know him probably a lot better than I do. And I've been with him for 6 months now.
Yep.
And then, speaking of living together, I want to talk about your beautiful relationship with your amazing husband, who I knew well before you, because he and I were on
know.
The same series of Dancing with the Stars.
See, Fev beat me.
And
you beat
I beat you
Tim.
To Tim. But it's, you're both performers.
Yeah.
Does that work in terms of support and getting each other?
Well, I think it works for us. Yeah. I know a lot of relationships don't work when...
Sometimes they say opposites are better.
Yeah, but it definitely works for us, and we get each other and we can understand each other and we support each other. And we've been together for like 9 years now.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and we've moved back to Melbourne now, and it's so exciting setting up a new place together, and it's great, and he's doing great, and we just, it just works well together.
No, you can tell. Yeah. And you travel so much. I mean, one of my favourite things is watching you in the Instagram, falling asleep at airports and getting up at 5 a.m. And I occasionally feel like tweeting you or texting you, I got up at 4. Like, just occasionally.
Well, you've got it harder than me. But, it is hard. This week, I think I've got about 5 flights and 2 of them are back and forth to Perth. So,
But it's how in demand you are, and everyone wants a piece of you.
Boxed In with Anthony Kalia.
I love live performance. Mm. Like, I love TV and, I love working in the studio, but at the same time, at the end of the day, nothing beats walking out on stage and having that adrenaline of like, I don't know what on earth is going to go on today.
Yes.
It's the best feeling. And I'm pretty lucky that, 12 years down the track, I'm still able to do what I absolutely love. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
And thinking about, just flashing back to 2004, your performance of The Prayer, thinking that is still to people. And what are we talking, 10, 12 years later? That is a memory that people will say, what was the best song you've ever seen performed? And people will say, Anthony Kalia, The Prayer. That's a huge...
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And to give you a bit of a backstory on that, I nearly didn't perform that because everyone... That was Own Choice Week that week, whatever they wanted to call it. And so leading up to that week, everyone was like, you need to roughen up, you're too polished, you're trying to be too clean and blah, blah, blah. And so they said, we need to get you to sing a rock song. And I said, okay. And then I put my suggestion in, and it was the prayer. And you're not allowed to change your song choice on Idol back then. And I had the EP, and all the producers come up to me 2 days before saying, we're not allowed to do this, but we would suggest that you change your song because you're making a really big mistake.
Really?
And the only two people that supported me with my choice was John Foreman and the vocal coach on the show, Erina Clark.
Yeah.
And they came to me on the side and they said, is this what you want to do? And I said, yeah. I said, this is exactly what I want to do. And they said, well, go with your gut feeling. And I knew that it was going to work or it wasn't going to work. There was no in between.
No.
So, yeah, me, the stubborn 21-year-old, stuck my heels in. And I'm so glad that I did, because still to this day, you know, it's a beautiful thing every time I get out and sing that beautiful piece of music and the reaction that it gets, and and what Australia did to cement that in the musical landscape in this country is pretty cool. And so I'm very fortunate and very lucky.
And you backed yourself, and that is about your core and your truth and the fact that you are such a strong performer person who has a tenacity to get where you are today.
It pisses off a few people here and there.
You've got to do that. Can't be beige vanilla.
No,
that's why
no. Well, it's funny doing the jungle. Like, a lot of people said, oh, like, my friends and my family know who I am. And how I, you know, how I act and how I deal with things. But a few people went, oh, I didn't know that you were so opinionated. And I'm just like, yeah.
Anthony Kalia, you're boxed in with me. Stay right there. We've got lots more to talk about.
Boxed in with Anthony Kalia.
Now, future, who would you, like, if you were to work with anybody, if you could collaborate, who would, do you have like a wish list or?
I grew up loving live singers, and I still do. And especially in our country, we've produced some of the most amazing live performers. We've got John Farnham, Tina Arena, Kate Sobrano, Rick Price, Jack Jones, like all of these singers that I grew up listening to. And I still, to this day, aspire to be as good as them. And, you know, one of the other ones internationally was Brian McKnight.
Yes.
And I saw him for the first time live after all these years, early this year in LA. And Tim bought me, he surprised me with tickets because he was performing up the road at this theater, and I just went, oh my God. And he was still so amazing, and I was just like, I was dying to just jump on stage and sing with him. And then the other one would have to be Celine, and I was very, you know, lucky to be able to tour with her in this country, and she was so beautiful, so beautiful. And we were meant to sing together, and it was all set up and everything, but she was really sick when she came to Australia, and so she pulled me aside and she goes, I know that we were meant to sing together, but we've had to rejig the whole set list and I have to cut the prayer. And I went, and I was like, oh, that's okay. But yeah, her whole team and everyone was so beautiful.
That's
and at
so
the
good
end
to
of
hear.
The tour, she pulled me into her dressing room and she did a big presentation. She bought me a Cartier clock and handwritten note. And it was just beautiful experience.
Well, we want more of you. You have to keep creating. And we know you've got the original song Backbone off the new album. Anthony, thank you so much for coming in for a chat today. Your new album, Backbone, is out now, available in store and for digital download, and you have to get your hands on this. And for more info on where you can catch Anthony performing next, head to his website, anthonykalia.com.
Boxed in with Anthony Kalia.